Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about John 3:36. The Bible reads, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now, a lot of people today teach that the Jews are under God's blessing, even if they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Even though they reject the Son, they reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they say, hey, they're still under the blessing of God just because they're physical descendants of Israel. And the nation of Israel is under God's blessing, and God's going to bless those that bless them and curse those that curse them. But what you have to understand about John 3:36 is that this was spoken to Jews. This is John the Baptist speaking unto Jews, saying, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." That means that every unbelieving Jew today has God's wrath abiding on them, not his blessing. 1 Thessalonians 2 further confirms this doctrine. It says in verse 14, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost." So according to 1 Thessalonians 2, God's wrath is come upon the Jews to the uttermost. Why? Because they killed Jesus, because they killed the prophets, because they pleased not God. And so according to John 3:36, the Jews are under God's wrath today for rejecting Christ. 1 Thessalonians 2 teaches the same thing. So to say, oh, the Jews are under a blessing from God because of their nationality is to contradict clear scripture. John the Baptist said, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father." Don't rely on the fact that you're a physical child of Abraham. You are under God's wrath if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You are not under his blessing, and it does not matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. That verse applies to you.